roof.
He flung open the gates. The warm glory of afternoon sunlight made him start and blink his eyes.
Oh, roof!
He repeated in a voice of rapture. It was as though suddenly and joyfully awakened from a dark, annihilating stupor.
Roof!
He smiled up with a kind of doggily expectant adoration into the faces of his passengers, talking and laughing together. They stepped out into the light. The liftman looked after them.
Roof!
He said, once more, questioningly. Then a bell rang, and from the ceiling of the lift a loudspeaker began, very softly and yet very imperiously, to issue its commands. Go down, it said. Go down, floor 18. Go down, floor 18. Go down, go... The liftman slammed the gates, touched a button, and instantly dropped back into the droning twilight of the well, the twilight of his own habitual stupor. It was warm and bright on the roof. The summer afternoon was drowsy with the hum of passing helicopters, and the deeper drone of the rocket planes, hastening, invisible, through the bright sky 5 or 6 miles overhead, was like a caress on the soft air. Bernard Marx drew a deep breath. He looked up into the sky and round the blue horizon, and finally down into Lenina's face. Isn't it beautiful? His voice trembled a little. She smiled at him with an expression of the most sympathetic understanding.
Simply perfect for obstacle golf, she answered rapturously. And now I must fly, Bernard. Henry gets cross if I keep him waiting. Let me know in good time about the date.
And waving her hand, she ran away across the wide flat roof towards the hangars. Bernard stood watching the retreating twinkle of the white stockings, the sunburnt knees vivaciously bending and unbending again, again, and the softer rolling of those well-fitted corduroy shorts beneath the bottle-green jacket. His face wore an expression of pain.